This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Officials are worried about the ripple effects Mesa County's voting system security breach by County Clerk Tina Peters might have on elections. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Colorado local election officials and state lawmakers are concerned that other election officials could also act on these election fraud conspiracy theories. And they don't want more people in the public to lose confidence in the voting process. The Bipartisan County Clerks Association in Colorado called this breach in trust by Peters devastating. And Colorado lawmakers are already working on legislation to try to prevent these types of insider threats.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Peters was indicted on 10 criminal counts of conspiracy yesterday. A push to limit how much money people can donate to school board campaigns is moving ahead at the state capitol. School boards are one of the few offices in the state without donation caps. Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez said that has led to a small number of donors having outsized influence.
And it really starts to raise the concern of constituents as to what's behind this money.
Gonzalez says some individuals have given tens of thousands of dollars to a single candidate. But if the bill passes, individual donations to school board candidates would be capped at $2,500. Donations from small donor committees, which often represent teachers' unions, would be limited to $25,000. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm glad we are here together this morning, this very cold morning if you're along the Front Range. In Denver right now, it is 7 degrees, and in Colorado Springs, it's 9 degrees. Meanwhile, in Grand Junction, it's 27 right now.